food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Has your crock pot been tucked away in your cupboard for months, maybe years? Come on, confess. It's just sitting there collecting dust. Well, we're here to say it's time to get it out, especially if you're a busy mom. Our guest, Judith, and I'm not sure I'm pronouncing her last name correctly, Finlayson, I'll have her correct me in just a minute. She's author of 175 Essential Slow Cooker Classics. She's about to tell you how to turn your crock pot into your best friend, so you don't have to spend hours in the kitchen. It's just magic. We're so happy to have you in our Family Food Kitchen today. Judith, please help me quick. How do I pronounce your last name?
Finlayson, and it is a little tricky. You're not the only one who has problems with it. I am used to
Finlayson.
It. So.
All right. We'll just call you Judith, but you got to know her last name because you got to get this book, 175 Essential Slow Cooker Classics. I'm going to say that over and over and over because you got to get it. Well, all right. At the bottom, it says you have over 750,000 slow cooker books in print. Oh, my gosh, that is amazing. And congratulations, because I can see why, because you're so good. But I have to ask you, do you cook with anything else? Do you have any pots and pans in your kitchen?
Or I do have pots and pans, but I do use my slow cooker a lot. So it's just because it is so convenient. And, it's so nice because you can get everything into the slow cooker, go out, come home. I mean, it's a wonderful thing to go out to a movie and kind of late in the day, which sometimes we like to do. And you come home and you're greeted by these wonderful aromas and dinner is ready and waiting for you. And, you really forget that you ever did the work. It's like somebody else did it for you.
Oh, that just sounds perfect for me. And for those busy moms who are working all day and they have to pick up the kids and then come home, everybody's hungry. Boy, if you just thrown some things in there in the morning, you would have it all made in a shade. So you just said, we're talking about convenience. Are there any other reasons why we really need to get in the slow cooker habit?
Well, if you look at my recipes, they're basically whole foods. So they're very nutritious food. I use really a minimal amount of processed food. And so they're very, very good for you. And as we know, we are trying to move away from processed foods because that's really where a lot of the unhealthy fats, too much salt, all of those health problems are localized. So slow cooker can help your family to really eat in a very healthy fashion. It's also very, very economical. So if you're watching your food budget, and who really isn't these days, you can use the tougher cuts of meat, like pot roast, stewing beef, etc. Brisket is another one. And they just are beautifully transformed in the slow cooker. So you don't feel that you're eating anything that's a less expensive option. You feel that you're eating something really delectable.
Well, that's fantastic. I think you just hit the top three for most people listening, which is budget, time saving, and eating better. So that makes it a no-brainer. So if there are some people that haven't yet started using their crock pot or haven't even used it in a long time, what's the best way for them to get started? Should they just pick a basic recipe? Maybe which food group they should look at first?
Well, probably I'd suggest starting with beef because beef is kind of the mainstay of the North American diet, and it does beautifully in the slow cooker. So one of the things I'd suggest you do is look at the classic beef stew recipe, which is on page 78 of 175 Essential Slow Cooker Classics. This is a basic, delicious beef stew, the kind of beef stew my mother used to spend hours in the kitchen making. But you can put it into the slow cooker and forget about it. It's one of the favorite recipes of one of my daughter's best friend's mother, and she says she always makes it. And she also will make it for special occasions, because what I've included in this is a variation that's called classic beef stew with Madeira mushrooms. So if you want to serve it for entertaining, you can be out working all day or running errands or doing whatever, having the stew cook in the slow cooker all afternoon or day while you're away. And then when you come home, you can simply saute some mushrooms and then sprinkle them with a little flour and some Madeira or port. And just before serving, stir that into the stew, and you have a fabulous special occasion dish. So you can entertain guests even on weekdays or even on days when you're busy with other tasks. And that's one of the things I think people, sorry, just interrupt, but
yeah,
certainly the slow cooker is wonderfully convenient for weekdays and for dealing with the stresses of day-to-day life, but it is also a fabulous tool to have on hand for entertaining. And I use mine a lot for entertaining.
I'm just sitting here drooling. I love a good stew. I remember my mother made that. Of course, she'd had a pot slow cooking for hours and hours in the kitchen, but slow cookers are so much better than that. Okay, two things. One is, advise people as to the size. There's so many sizes and shapes of slow cookers today. So if we're just getting started, do you recommend, obviously size of family has something to do with it, but do you have a recommendation for your first slow cooker?
I'd get a good general, say 5 to 6 quart one. And that does, you know, really most things. I like to have a smaller one. I have a smaller 1.5 quart one, which is wonderful for doing dips and so on, which I often make when I'm having guests. And then the larger oval ones are excellent because they allow you to do some of the fancier dishes, like delicate custards, cheesecakes, that you would put into a pan or a dish of some kind and bake in what is traditionally called a bain-marie or a water bath. And that's much more effective and much easier to do than doing a water bath in the oven, where it's very likely to dry out. And, for instance, if you're cooking a cheesecake, they might crack if you do it in the oven. I know mine often do when I do them in the oven, or when I used to do them in the oven, because now I do them all in the slow cooker, because they're just so easy.
That's awesome. Yeah, it does sound easy. When I opened your book, the first, it was fate. The very first recipe was a spinach dip, and I'm a huge, it was so weird. I'm a huge spinach dip fan, but I'm always, I never have time, so I end up having to buy the store-bought, which I'm not a big fan of. Mm-hmm. But the fact that you can make it on here, and I noticed, you know, the ingredients were so fresh, and I didn't have to add a lot of liquid because it just kind of all brings the flavor together, and I thought that was really a great recipe to start off with. So I wanted to share that with everybody. If they like dips, the crock pot came in really handy, the slow cooker to do dips as well. And your book does touch on some of those recipes. So thank you for that recipe and for your 175 essential slow cooker recipes, Judith. It was amazing having you. I want everybody to look for your book. You also have a healthy slow cooker second edition. Then everybody can look for it as well on Amazon or go to robertrose.com and you'll see all their cooking books. Thank you for being with us in our Family Food Kitchen. Eat well and stay well.